I love music, I do, but I do hate the band Third Eye Blind. Mostly because, as a Hindu, that's my worst nightmare. Some of you? If you didn't get that joke, your third eye must have astigmatism. Okay. Yeah, I've been doing musical comedy for a few years now. I hang out with comedians, and they've given me some really cool stage name pitches I'm going to share with you guys. The first one is Rajiv Watts. Okay, Dark Rebier. All right, Weird Al-Qaeda. Are any of these... If I had a saxophone, Kenny Jihad? You know what I mean? Just fucking... Okay. I was born and raised in the state of Iowa, obviously. Yeah, my parents, they immigrated from India to Iowa. Why? To be closer to the cows? Like, why do you... I just don't imagine the streets in Kolkata being like, yo, bro, come here, come here, come here. Have you heard of Slipknot? Dude, there was actually a breakout from a dairy farm last Christmas, and the cows came to our backyard because they knew where they would be safe. Oh. Yeah, so, you know, I'm a brown comedian. Any Indians in here tonight? You got some... Oh, what's up, brother? Answer the Craigslist ad. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, what's your name, dude?
Bernard.
Bernard. Whatever. Very Indian response. Just two tries and then just don't worry about me ever. It's cool, man. Yeah, so I'm a brown comedian, so I'm contractually obligated to have a 9/11 joke. So, I mean, this is kind of just what happened to us after 9/11, you know, because we were like the only brown family around for miles. So in the eyes of our neighbors, we did 9/11. It was weird, dude, because, like, people were afraid. They didn't know what was going on. And, like, it got to a point where some parents wouldn't have their kids come over to our house anymore to hang out, which sucked, you know. My mom, she saw I was struggling with that. So as a solution, she decided to hang up on the front door of our suburban home the Hindu symbol for good fortune and well-being. Which, if you don't know, folks, is in the shape of a swastika. Yeah, not so much a solution, but more like a final solution. I don't know, could you imagine how crazy it must have been for our neighbors in Iowa? Just hanging out, looking across the street like, oh my God. Honey, get in here. I think the gauchos are starting to get it. Coming over. Hey, neighbor, good to see you. Okay. Oh, yes, this all works. All right.
The Pentagon. Yeah, we call it that. That's the Pentagon. Now it's Pentagon.
Okay, that's that song. That's that. Now, so dating's weird. I went on a date recently, and my date told me that I gave her dad vibes. Yeah, not daddy, but papa. Cool, man. Dating's hard because breakups are hard. You know, I had a breakup. My longest relationship was 3.5 years, and it ended. And, you know, it's hard, but I think in hindsight, you know, you come out on the better of things. I think I did because my last ex was actually a Disney adult. Okay, some of us familiar with these heathens. Some of us maybe in here tonight. That's okay. Listen, if you're here, it's okay. Grow up. But listen, I don't want to generalize the whole group, but this particular Disney adult did not understand that Disney's not real. I mean, first of all, y'all, we went to Disneyland once a month for 3.5 years. Yeah, I have a GoFundMe set up, Bernard, if you want to. Crazy, dude. Once a month for 3.5 years. Do you know how embarrassing it is for Donald Duck to know you by first name? She didn't get it wasn't real. She'd run around the park, she'd be like, oh my God, Neil, look, it's Mickey Mouse. I'm gonna go say hi to him. And I'd be like, babe, that's a depressed theater student from NYU. I remember the moment too where I was like, this is too much. It was our anniversary. We were at the merry-go-round at midnight at Disneyland, right? And she looked up at me and she was like, Neil, I think you're my Prince Charming. And I was like, I think I'm Jafar away from committing. Yeah. I don't know if I should. You guys seem cool. This is embarrassing. That Disney stuff found its way into the bedroom. I know, nothing weirder than being in the middle of sex and having your partner be like, oh, talk goofy to me. But you're in love, right? So I was just in there like... No, gosh. And she's like, oh, it's a small world. Like, wait, what? It's Splash Mountain. I was a weird place, man. Made me fucked up. Got me weird. You know, politically, it's known as a swing state. Y'all familiar with this term? So he said, basically can go either way depending on the year. We're kind of like the bisexuals of politics. You know, like we'll try anything once, but we'll probably end up with a white guy. A lot of bisexuals in the crowd. Well, I don't think you're going to like this next one. There was actually a story out of my hometown recently where a group of neo-Nazis, for real, hung up a sign over the highway that said the Holocaust wasn't real. It's like, Iowa has gone too far right. First of all, that's ignorant and stupid, you know? And then also, how dumb are these neo-Nazis to deny their group's biggest achievement? You know what I mean? They'd be like a Chicago Bulls fan being like, the 90s weren't real. Or Martin Luther King Jr. being like, I don't go to sleep. Or my family being like, those two towers are still up. Now, I know. Okay. Hello. Okay. We're back. How do I leave? Okay. Shit. Bernard, do you want to help me, bro? You want to help me on this last one? Come up here, man. All right, dude, so basically, just kind of like, say some shit, repeat it, whatever is in your heart. What do you do with your life, man?
I'm a software
developer. Software developer? Perfect, dude. Can't be related to that, doesn't have to be related to that, but just repeat something and I'll try to get in, okay?
You keep getting laid off. keep getting laid off, keep getting laid off, keep getting laid off, keep getting laid off, keep getting laid off. Software developer, keep getting laid off, yeah, from my job. As a software developer, fuck my job. Fuck computers. As a software developer, Bernard, you gonna get far. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bernard, Bernard, it's God. It's God. What do you want to do? Instead of your job.
Scuba diving in spring.
So much, everybody. Appreciate it. Guys, give it up for Bernard one time.